Welcome to a podcast unlike any other. Presented by the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame. In support of our local music scene, it's the Central Pennsylvania Music Podcast. Tonight's guests, Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame president and founder, Brandon Valentine. And rock legend, Brett Michaels. This episode is sponsored by The Inglewood. And now, your hosts, Daniel Keim and Alan McCutcheon.
Hey guys, you might know us from another podcast called Dark World Daniel. I'm Daniel.
I'm Alan.
This isn't our podcast, Dark World Daniel, though. This is actually a completely different thing. This is the Central Pennsylvania Music Podcast.
Integral to all the local musicians and all the local people involved in our very special music scene that we have here in Central Pennsylvania. We give them a chance to come on, talk about their stuff, learn more about them, and it's all for you guys, the ones that help support them and us.
We're here to support you as well.
I only have one question. Who's that guy?
Hello, guys. I'm the first guest. We talked about this, right?
Yeah. During like the first other eight takes that we did, right?
Right, exactly.
Still had to have a cheesy intro.
Okay. Yeah. So we have this new podcast here. We're designing it as a late night talk show, right?
Yes.
So I'm guest one.
Yes. And who are you?
I am Brandon Valentine, president and founder of the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame.
CPAMHF. It's the CPMA.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I mean,
100%. That's correct.
Real talk, yes. President and founder of the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame.
That's right.
You also run the Central Pennsylvania Music Awards.
That's right. Yeah. So we joke, you know, lots of acronyms.
So many acronyms.
CPMHOF, CPMAs as the awards. And here we are at the podcast. We created a new one. It's the CPMP, right?
We do have a CPMA award ceremony coming up here in March, correct?
That's right. Yeah, right around the corner.
Dude, we were there last year.
We were, and it was a great time. I mean, you kind of gave us an expectation ahead of time and still blew the door clean off the hinges.
Well, that's good to hear, man. I mean, you know, it's ultimately a night's of glitz and glam designed for, you know, everybody to feel special and feel recognized and supported. So, you know, we try to do everything to the nines and virtually really live up to the expectation of it being our local Grammy ceremony.
It really does feel like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When we walked in, we were like, holy cow. We thought like, and don't get me wrong, this is not a bad thing. This is held at the Hershey Theater. The Hershey Theater is a very large venue. And when we walked in the room that we set up in, when we first got there, we're like, holy crap, like this room's huge. We thought this room was huge. And then everyone showed up and there were so many people there, so many sponsors, so many guests, so many photographers going. Like it was shoulder to shoulder through that entire red carpet ceremony because there was that many people in attendance. There was that many people supporting something so incredible as this. And I mean, we literally got shoved into a corner almost at one point because we were like, hey, we're here to do interviews and like work with what you got. And it's like, okay, we got that. But like, we weren't even upset because it was just so awesome. There was so much good footage. We got there. So many cool people we got to interview, like the Pixies 3. I'm telling you right now, if my grandma was alive and I told her I interviewed the Pixies 3, my grandma would probably faint.
Absolutely.
RIP, grandma.
Speaking of the red carpet, I mean, wow, just to see the amount of people coming out to attend and support the local music scene, you really created something special for a very special music scene.
You really did.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that's where the origin started, you know, and I can't take all the credit. You know, we have a 45-person board of directors and advisory committee. So, you know, the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame is 100% a team effort, you know, to create something this big and this impactful. It's really been it's been amazing. We're in our fourth year now. And you're right. You know, the amount of people that showed up to the Hershey Theater, you know, it seats 1900 and we sold over 1400 tickets, sold out the whole bottom floor, sold out the loge level and started working into the balcony. So we'll see how far we get this year.
It just keeps getting bigger every year, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, year one and year two, we were at the Whitaker Center, which I think maxed out around 700 to 800, mm-hmm. Sold out both years and said, you know, we need to get to a bigger venue. And that was a kind of a scary leap, you know, because we didn't know how many people we were going to have. But
of course,
the Hershey Theater really seems like a home that we can have for the foreseeable future, something that we can grow into. And, you know, it just looks so classy in there too. So it really does. It really has that red carpet vibe already as a theater.
It does. It does.
When's the Giant Center?
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Taylor Swift. We'll see.
Hey! That would be awesome. That would be amazing. That's right. So now, I mean, this started out as a dream at one point, right? I mean, you're a local musician yourself, and you took it from, wow, I want to do more with the music scene. And then you took it from there to the Whitaker Center to the Hershey Theater. And I know you said it takes a team. Previously, when we talked about it, you said it takes a village, mm-hmm. which I think is probably the better way to put it, because right. a team is, a team's a team, but a village is a lot of people. Yep. And I mean, you need a lot of people to build it up the way you did. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you didn't just do it, you did it right. Yep. What were the steps you took along the way to get that?
Man, I don't know. It was a lot of planning, to be honest. I mean, this was an idea for maybe 2 years before we even formulated it as a nonprofit. Really put pen to paper with some ideas and how we're going to do it. And I remember bouncing the idea off, you know, some local musicians. And, you know, I think the large scale opinion was like, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't see it, you know? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway, because I think it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
There was a couple people that were like, yeah, I could see that, because, you know, recognition is good. And that was kind of the dominating factor, is really, you know, someone right now releases an album locally. Mm-hmm. What recognition do they get for that? You know, maybe a couple reviews on iTunes or Amazon or something.
The Harrisburg Music Magazine.
Right. There's a couple magazines that do, like, you know, best local band. Yep. But really, you know, fine tuning it down to the nitty gritty of, you know, best jazz band or best blues rock or best alternative rock. You know, there's so much talent in our area. I mean, I think annually, each year at the ceremony, I think we have over 150 nominees in, I don't know, 40 plus categories. So we really try to cover a broad spectrum, and we've done that. And we're constantly searching for new ways that we can help support the local music scene. And that really led us to the invention of this podcast. You know, I think, you know, you guys mentioned Darker with Daniel in the open there. And, you know, you guys had me on as a guest of your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting in the dark at that table there, everything was just all pitch black. And,
uh-huh.
And
the name says it all.
Ambient.
That's right. You got dark.
Yeah.
It's dark, and you got Daniel.
That's right. And you weren't there, Alan. So it was truly.
I was not. Daniel. I did miss that episode.
It was very intimate. Right. It was
but
great.
Here we are now. You know, and I think, you know, that stemmed from there. I think that's where I met you guys, and the idea for a podcast that services our local music scene, interviews, you know, our top-notch talent or the ones that have come before. I mean, heck, we got Brett Michaels up next as the second guest, you know what I mean?
Very awesome excited stuff. To show that.
Yeah, me too. Goodness, very excited. Yes.
But I think you're right, though. I mean, I really think it's awesome that you did create some of this, because, I mean, you know, you've been in the music scene for how long? I mean, I know I've mentioned plenty of times on the Darko Daniel show, like, we're all prior musicians and everything, but
yep.
when you are in the music scene, and especially I think in the time frames that we have been, it's known that there is something special about this scene, but Central PA, and it's recognized now throughout the entire music industry. They know this area has it, whatever that That's it right. factor is. There's so many that come from this area, and it's crazy. And I think this is exactly what needed to happen to really capitalize and show, especially to the music scene, not only for the music scene, but for the musicians, to give them that credit to the bigger picture that, like, hey, I know you recognize this area, and hey, we outperformed or we were on the top of our game from this area. That's only going to help the musicians. And I remember thinking when I was in the music scene, podcast wise, like there wasn't even a such thing as a podcast back then, but I was like, I always wish there was somewhere you could go to, like, just promote yourself. So what did you do? You went to the Colonial Park Mall with a with a picnic table, and you handed out stickers, and you tried to sell tickets.
Yep,
and that's how
it.
You promoted.
That's
but like,
yep.
I love that we were able to do what we did, and now we get to be part of something that's doing this on a much bigger scale, and yep. we get to be part of that and do what we love doing with that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even as soon as, you know, a decade plus, beforehand, you know, it used to be you had to leave Central Pennsylvania to get mm-hmm. successful. You know, everybody was like, if you want to be anything, you got to move. You got to go to Nashville. You got to do something else.
And, L.A.
Right. And while that still somewhat applies, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you got to make it, you know, major city access is one thing. But this area kind of started to build a reputation as like a landing spot, even for regional and national acts to travel. You know, it would be, you know, you go to Nashville, you're headed to New York, stop by Central Pennsylvania during midweek. And, you know, our fans will come out and support you there. And I think we're kind of building up that reputation even further to get great acts, you know, at great venues in our area. And now we're really building it up as well, you know, with recognition of the local talent that's here already. Mm-hmm. So the venues can be just as packed with the local musician. Because I say it all the time, you know, I mean, every major national artist that you've ever seen was a local act at some point.
Absolutely. So
they had to have fans in the beginning, right?
I mean, he's gonna talk about exactly that, what they had to do when they started as a band. And I mean, I think this is a perfect time for us to maybe introduce our second guest.
Let's do it.
Today we have the honor and privilege of talking to the infamous Brett Michaels. How are you, sir?
I am awesome. It is great to see you.
Thank you, sir.
How are you doing? It is great to be here. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back home, central Pennsylvania, and what an incredible day today.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a good day.
Yeah,
it's a good it's a good morning to wake up to.
I definitely would think so.
I would think so as well. I mean, even with, you know, the Central Pennsylvania music scene being as great as it is, and you know, you played a huge role in that over the years.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you. And I think it's special because of you. When you first heard about the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame, what were your thoughts about something like that?
Really excited. Here's why. There is such a great music scene here. And when I tell people this, I couldn't explain the amount of places we have played, Central PA, Pennsylvania in general, right? But the number one thing that it does for someone like me who grew up loving music and loving sports, I had both opportunities here. It's both played an important part in my life. And as a type 1 diabetic, you know, music was therapeutic for me. It went much further than just, I'm going to play a little guitar or get together and just jam with the band. It was a lifestyle. And Pennsylvania here, especially in central Pennsylvania, had so many different venues you could play.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Some were small, some are bigger. I remember going down to the Metron and winning. We thought won the Rock to Riches contest, but we tied. It was, I think it was us and the Sharks.
Remember hearing about the Sharks. Uh-huh. My dad used to tell me about the Sharks.
They were awesome. And you had so many great bands here and the talent. But what it is a lot of times you find talent, and then what you pray for is something like this because it gives you the opportunity. You know what I mean? And now with all the traditional forms of getting your music out there, but now with the internet and what you all do and what this crew and everyone's doing here, it gives bands such an incredible opportunity, no matter what genre of music. You know, I believe music's for everybody. It's a universal language. And honest to God, man, I had so many great opportunities. But the one thing that was the best about Central Pennsylvania, and I learned from my family, is the harder you work, the luckier you get. And they
absolutely
teach you that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, with you, you even stated, you know, being a type 1 diabetic, Brett, you've been such an inspiration to so many people. It seems like nothing can stop you. From such a young age, you work so hard to make a name for yourself.
While
being a type 1 diabetic your entire life, you've overcome multiple life-threatening health scenarios. And now you're about to embark on the 2023 Party Gras Tour.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I got the shirt to prove it. That's just Thanksgiving, by the way. I'm trying to suck that in. Thanks, Mom.
How do you stay so motivated? How do you find the drive? What keeps you going?
This is the truth. Number one, I want to say it's in the blood. So I want to give my family full credit. My dad is a veteran. Right. And he was such a fun loving guy, but driven. And my mom the same way. When they found out I was diabetic at the age of 6, my mom didn't know how she was going to do it, but she said, I'm going to form a diabetic youth camp in Harrisburg. Right. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know where to start. She just started doing exactly what I do. The motivation's got to come from inside. Because let me say this, there's a lot of people that have the skills. In other words, they got the talent. They know how to withstand the spills. You got the thrills. But the number one thing you have to have, and I say this no matter what you want to pursue in life, is you got to have the will. You got to find the will when you get knocked down. It's easy when it's going great. You know what I mean? And
absolutely,
it's like, this is easy. But when you get knocked back, and I've had a lot of adversity, right? It's that willpower. And I give that to my family, both sides of my family. And so having said that, my mom would go out. She started asking doctors. Some were like, I don't have the time for that. And then all of a sudden one volunteered, then the next, then we had a camp that volunteered a week you know, that they would let the kids, and I was the only diabetic in my school. So all of a sudden, here's all these other kids that are diabetic. And I was like, yes, I feel like, I don't know if I want to use the word normal, but I felt somewhat more normal.
Understood.
Yeah, felt less ostracized.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
That's awesome.
I could have summed it all up there. That's why you're great at this.
Well, thank you.
I'm like 6 hours later, I'm still giving you the answer.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No,
we love that. It. And I was speaking of, I mean, you spoke about your father being a veteran and, you know, the diabetes over the years. You do a lot for that. You've gone and you've performed for the troops over the years. Yes. You've done Project Frontline. You're currently working on the Life Rocks Foundation.
Yes.
What's a good way for people to get involved in something like that and help raise awareness?
Really simple. For my Life Rocks Foundation, it's a penny in, people say dollar, it's a penny in, penny out foundation. We have no administration fee. There's no hidden fee. Everyone that works with Michael's Entertainment Group volunteers our time, and we raise the money. I match it. And what we do is I want to be boutique. So what I do is if I'm playing here, we're playing the city in Hershey, we find a foundation or a charity. We know that they're great. We look them up. We know everything about them. And we make sure that the actual people that need it get the money. You know, if it's going for me, Life Rocks, we send tons of kids to diabetic youth camp. It changed my life, you know, because it's devastating knowing, you know, you got this thing on your arm or this, or for me, 5 injections a day. I want to tell them, if I can do this, they can surely do it. And the Life Rocks Foundation then teams up with people like Tunnel to Towers with all the, you know, you look at all the FDNY, and they get together with us, and we went and barbecued in a hailstorm. You ready for this? I brought a hailstorm to Phoenix, Arizona, 80 degrees the day before. We're down there barbecuing for all the all the veterans.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, a hailstorm.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
33 degrees. I go, I brought this. I want you to know. I brought the hailstorm. You know what I mean?
That's
Pennsylvania-ish,
awesome.
By the way.
Right?
But I mean, it was, and you just see it through. You get it done. And my motto for anyone out there, again, regardless of what you want to do, is have fun. You got to have fun. Be passionate, but have fun. Get it done. If you don't get it done, someone else will, and then you won't be getting it done no more.
And to quote someone, a wise person that I think once someone said was, you always bet on yourself.
Always.
If you always bet on yourself, you can always count on yourself.
You bet on yourself is that. Thank you.
You're
and you're a wise person. I love you for that. I'm going to stay in this room all day.
We would love that.
I don't know how wise I was, but I know this. It is absolutely 100%. No one's going to believe in you till you believe in you, you know, and it's tough to get people to want to come to your show if you don't want to be there.
Absolutely.
So bet on yourself. It's the number one thing to do.
That's awesome. Well, Brett, congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
It's very well deserved. I mean,
thank
we look
you,
forward
man.
To seeing the rest of the
thank
ceremony.
You, Brian, man.
Thank you so much for
I
your time.
And listen, I want to throw out this out. We're going to do this. We're going to start it here, right?
Yep.
I'm willing this to happen because there's nothing in writing yet. So when I was growing up, they had the Pennsylvania Jam, right?
Yep.
It was incredible. Poconos. We need to bring the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame, Brett Michaels Presents. May I throw that out there? Party Grawl-ish. We need to throw an annual event that has everything to do with celebrating the fans, Central PA or Pennsylvania, our friends, the crews, the families, a big, almost like, it's almost like this festival of food and fun and music, and we're just going to make it happen. And I have a date I'm looking at, right, for the inaugural, a kickoff. Maybe we could do it on Friday, July 14th. It'd be the second night we kick off in Detroit for the Party Grawl, kicks off at the amphitheater.
Okay.
Maybe we do something incredible here. And if not that date, we'll find it, but we'll make it happen 23.
Sounds good. So,
all right, we're in on this. We're all going to make this happen.
So, off July 14th?
I'm hoping it's Friday, July 14th.
Okay.
Right? That's the dream. I don't know why I made a peace sign. There was no, I felt like Talladega Nights where I didn't know what to do with that.
What do I do?
Oh my God. That's hilarious. But no, that sounds awesome. That literally sounds legendary. And I absolutely, anything we can do to help and be part of that, we will absolutely do it to promote.
Well, we'll make this team. We're going to put the team together and make a big thing because it's celebrating the fans. I don't know, like when we were here for the stadium this summer, I want to tell you something, that was electric. Like, I ran out on that stage and it was, look at that, I get the chill bumps now.
Yeah,
it was,
you do.
I'm not making it up. It was electric. I ran out there and I was pointing at people from high school. I'm like, dude, do you remember? No, I can't say that on stage. Like, it was, but it was, what a great day. We're going to bring that 3 generations, maybe 4 generations out to party.
That sounds
awesome.
That would
be fantastic. Great.
Love it. Thank you all very much. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, my friend.
Nice meeting you as well.
A little every rose has its thorn. We both lie silent and still in the dead of night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. But something I sell, something I come out right. Oh, I tried not to hurt you, girl, though I tried. I guess that's why she cried. The rose has its own, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sing a song. Yes, it does. Pyro. Bop, 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 bop. Say love again, love is a coming, he's a go. But I wonder, does he know, has he ever felt like this? And though he would be here right now, fighting on the edge, you know, somehow I guess. It's done. I want like every cowboy sing a sad, sad song. Every rose has its own. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the night. Yeah.